As the drone activity over New Jersey continues, the response by federal and, well, most state officials has been, those aren't really drones. All right, what are they? You can pick your press release or public statement. Airplanes, helicopters, comets, the International Space Station. They've actually had the guts to say, you don't look up at the sky enough, so that's why you're getting all confused about this. All right, fine. How about if we talk with someone who I can safely say can look at the sky and know damn well what he's seeing? He's a veteran Marine pilot whose service includes Iraq for Operation Iraqi Freedom, as well as Kuwait and Bahrain, where he commanded Marine Aircraft 40. He's now founder and president of Strategic Resilience Group and tells his inspiring story in his book, Gunfighters Rule, Colonel William Dunn. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for having me, and hope you're doing well.
Doing well indeed, although, well, slightly confused. We're talking with people like yourself, and we had a local mayor on last week, too. I think people like you can help cut through the smoke and mirrors that some of the elected officials are trying to throw in on this. I want to get into the mechanics of drones, because through your experience of planes and drones and aircraft in between, describe what the visual differences are between a drone and commercial jet as far as the light you see, the movements they do. How close to one another are they? How different are they from each other?
Well, first of all, it dramatically depends on what is happening with the drone. For example, the old F-4s that the military used to fly, they turned those into drones. They being the U.S. government, we use those as drones. We use them as target drones, you know, back in the day. So when the government is saying what you're seeing is an airplane, that very well could be an airplane, but it could also be a drone. And that is where I don't know if they're trying to trick us, but it's very disturbing because you can have a helicopter that's a drone. You can have a drone can be the size of a laptop computer, and it could be the size of, theoretically, a jetliner. So when they are saying, well, you don't know what you're looking at, you're looking at airplanes, you're looking at helicopters, all could be true, and they could absolutely be drones. The main difference is that it's unmanned. So when you have an airplane, you take out the systems, you put in control systems that can be controlled from the ground or from the air, you take the pilot out of the equation, and the thing flies. It's a drone. Now, what these drones seem to be doing is they seem to be looking or surveilling. And they could be doing that for a myriad of reasons. It could be looking for a substance on the ground, looking for a person. They could be looking for listening, looking for someone talking. Where they fly out, they put some sensors out, and they absorb communications from either the ground or radio. So there's a lot of potential, a lot of things going on. But the one thing that's definitely going on is there's drones flying around.
And what you said, too, that could play into why the federal FAA and even state officials are trying to play us for fools, because they want to buy as much time to do whatever it is these drones are set out to do, and people knowing about it might either get in the way or tip off whatever they're trying to find or whoever they're trying to find.
Yes, and the thing that bothers me is we need, as an American public, we want transparency with our government. If you're doing something, just tell us. Hey, we're doing something. We're going to let you know about it when we're done. Just like when there's a murder, right, that the police don't talk about the investigation at all. They say, we can't talk about the investigation. The government could say that. They said, hey, this is under control. We know what these drones are. We're doing a very specific purpose. We're going to let the public know later and leave it at that. But when you tell an American that what you see is not a drone and you have multiple different expertise, it's very easy for them to become disgruntled and upset with our government, which makes me sad.
Well, you add to the fact, too, where these drones have been seen in New Jersey, and it's also been in a neighboring state, New York. It's been over here in northwest New Jersey where we are, Picatinny Arsenal, which is a armament development location, Donald Trump's Bedminster Golf Course / residence, Toms River, a nuclear power plant, Staten Island, another nuclear power plant. They're flying where it's restricted airspace, and normally, if I understand right, a drone goes in that area, gets disrupted and brought down, but these are having free access to wherever they need to be over these restricted areas. That's I think, is what making more and more people curious, if not concerned.
Well, yes, and so there's in my mind there's three scenarios for drones. The most probable scenario is a U.S. drone being flown by a U.S. agency, U.S. government, DOD, doing something very specific. I have no problem with that. That would lend to the belief that they're flying over some of these restricted airspaces and they're not being brought down. Your second type of drone is being flown by a U.S. citizen for fun, doing whatever they do. They're flying around, maybe they're videotaping stuff. Those drones should not have any access whatsoever to military bases, airfields, sporting events. There's very specific rules on utilization of drones. And if they're being used in any fashion, they should track down who the drone operator is, and there should be penalties for that. And the third drone is the one I'm most concerned about, and that's a drone being flown by an adversary. Now, I do not believe, and I heard a news report a couple days ago that there was, allegedly an Iranian ship off the coast flying vehicle-sized drones in and out of the country. I don't buy it. We would detect that without a doubt. There is a air defense identification zone around the entire United States. It's very good. I've flown in and out of it before in a Cobra. There's no way that that's happening without being detected.
What's confusing me too is, from what I understand, we're not talking about the drones that you could buy at Walmart, which their range is maybe a mile or two, but even industrial drones, if I understand right, by and large are between 40 and 60 miles, although there are a couple which can do 100 miles plus. So if you're looking for a source, you don't really have that large of an area to work with, do you?
No, and the reality is, if it was a threat, we could put an aircraft up in the air that could track with radar, very precise radar, the location of the drone, of where it's either taken off or where it's going. And then you could action that before. We actually did a project like that over in Kosovo, where we had Cobras flying, tracking mules carrying weapons, and when we found them, we called the infantry guys, and they went and grabbed them up. So it's very simple to do. You could do it in the mountains. You could do it in the U.S. And I think that is why I believe the government knows exactly what's happened. But I do want to point out the scariest part about drones. We have an open border in the South.
Right.
I can carry across in a backpack, a knapsack, or just carry in my hands a drone. And how many drones have come across our borders by our adversaries? It's very simple to take a drone right from the store or that you carried from somewhere else, put a one-pound explosive on it, a homemade explosive, and then go fly it into something or at something. It's too simple. And when you have these drones flying around and nobody is controlling them, then it's very easy to slip an adversary drone into the mix. And that is what's concerning me. The FAA and NORTHCOM need to take action and tell the U.S., number one, if they're looking for something they can't tell us that. But then say, hey, don't put up any other civilian drones, because they could easily be flying five U.S. DOD drones, and then if another drone shows up, they know that's not part of the mix. And then they can take action against that specific drone, which could be a novice U.S. citizen, or it could be an enemy action or an adversary action. So I have great concern of it. And then I find it very interesting. There's no talk about the drones today on the major news channels, because now we're talking about the government shutdown.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, in effect, too, it's a regional story outside of New Jersey. There's been any other drone sightings have been the hobbyist ones, or fools trying to get attention from themselves, which would be attention really, really don't want to have. But if you look at, and the analogy you made too, it's really similar to what we saw with the migrant caravans, and you have to run the risk of a terrorist infiltrating a large group of people trying to advance toward the border physically. What you're talking about with the drones is a technological in the air version of that strategy.
That's right. And the way drones are effective, or the way, in the modern battlefield, just look at Israel and all the weapons fired into Israel, and the Iron Dome shot most of them down. The way that you get through that is with saturation. So one drone is not going to get through probably 100% of the time it'll be shot down or neutralized. You send 100 drones, and maybe only one gets through, but that one drone could be catastrophic. And we're setting ourselves up, in my opinion, we are setting ourselves up for a drone attack in some form. And that drone attack could be an accident. And what I mean by that is, if everybody starts flying drones and they start breaking the rules because no one's doing anything about it, and then they start flying drones near an airport, near Wright Pat, I believe, was shut down the other day.
Yes.
Because of drones. You get in a flight path of a large aircraft, and it can be catastrophic. Either take that airplane down, kill everybody on board, or bring something down and asset down and land on, you know, U.S. citizens and kill them. So we need to do something. We need to take an action. And the action could be simple. Just put a moratorium on civilians flying drones for a period of time, just like we did with all the airplanes on 9/11. If we think there's something going on, just say, hey, nobody can fly a drone, or you're going to get, you know, you're going to go to jail, get a fine, and stop it for a period of time until we figure out exactly what's happening.
Which the FAA just this past Wednesday did, but for a limited area only in New Jersey. And not even.
That's right. And that doesn't help. In my mind, it doesn't help. You need to get a handle on this near, you know, make sure near all the bases, because they're, you know, in its sporadic reporting now that I'm seeing is that they're flying over some other bases as well in other places than New Jersey. So we've desensitized the public a little bit, and now some, you know, some stupid people will think it's okay to fly their drone over Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, for example, which is not legal, not allowed, period.
We have to wrap up here, but that was something I threw out as my personal theory a couple of weeks ago. Is New Jersey the testing ground for something bigger that is being planned? Again, transparency is the only way we're going to find out about that. With national security and whatever the purpose of the government activity happens to be, but as transparent as possible is always the key for cooperation, which is certainly something the government wants from we the people, if something is indeed of concern to them. I want to recommend Colonel Dunn's book real fast, Gunfighter's Rule, because you always have a time in life where you're challenged, and that's when you have to make a decision about yourself, not what's happening around you, whether you're going to continue to move forward, or you're going to surrender and stagnate. And when you read Colonel Dunn's book, Gunfighter's Rule, you get military adventures. That's my understatement of the day. But you also, I think, get a great life lesson, too, of understanding your potential and knowing your strength that you have within yourself to overcome. So you can find out more when you get the book at Amazon. We have a link to purchase Colonel Dunn's book at our homepage as well, and learn more about Strategic Resilience Group, srgadaptive.com. Colonel William Dunn, you have been very educational, very informative. I appreciate your time, and thank you for being here.
Well, yes, sir, and for all your listeners, have a great and Merry Christmas and a safe holiday, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of all this drone annex pretty quickly.